Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's June 4th, 2023, and Scotty, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine, and you?
Oh, I'm good. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you want to join, push 1 on your keypad, and I'll get you on. And
Please. Yes, please. Please hit number 1. We'd love to hear from you.
No, we wouldn't. Quit lying. We're going an hour, and I think this is Adrian. Let me get Miss Adrian on.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Sounds like you've got the pneumonia or something going on over there.
Well, I have a little congestion going on.
In your chest there? I'm gonna have to talk to your husband. I know ways to get that out.
Yeah. Okay.
You two take it away. Go ahead.
What's up, Scott?
Not a whole lot. I feel bad that you're feeling under the weather a little bit. That ain't good.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was thinking today, trying to figure out about the IPS end of sector of our union, trying to figure out when their contracts are coming up. If I'm not mistaken, I recall someone saying that their contract expired in October, but it may be before then. I'm just trying to find out when their contracts are expiring.
Right. Now, does the CCHs, does that fall under with the IPS?
I don't know.
If that does, then their contract ends when ours does. Yes, it would. But you're still considered a GM facility. TOPS. TOPS is the like state employees and people other than the agricultural, aerospace, and automobiles, right?
Right. That's technical.
That's right. Technical and office personnel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I'm concerned and interested in automotive and anything that has to do with automotive.
Right.
And there's a reason that I'm asking these questions that I don't want to disclose right now.
Right.
But
right.
The thing about it is, it's to our advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha. You know, so now you have to play strategy, right?
Yes. And some other things, you know, that I'd like to talk about on the show, but we need participation. I read a lot of comments coming out of a lot of different groups. And
right.
I'm noticing, you know, things that people say that they want to see in the contract. But you want these things, but do you know what they are? Because everyone, they don't necessarily know what some of these things are because they weren't a part of the UAW at the time that concessions were made.
Correct.
And so we need to get a little bit more participation and you know, a little bit the explanations why the membership feel that they should get these things, and kind of have a ranking order too, because it's so many things that we, so many benefits that we have lost that you're not going to get them all at one time. We already know that.
You can,
but we're going to ask for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you ask for them anyway. I don't care if it's 100,000 of them. You ask for them anyway.
Right, right. I'm shooting for Venus, but I can handle the moon. But I'm
right.
Shooting for Venus.
Right.
I will send you. I forgot. I will send you something when the show's done.
Okay.
I will send some stuff to you on your phone that
okay.
I think you might find interesting. I can do that.
Okay.
Give you something more to think about and read on.
Yeah, I've been kind of staying off my computer here.
Right.
I'm on my own type of a vacation.
Almost like a sabbatical?
Sort of kind of like that. I just turned a year older, and usually my reward for my birthday is to give myself 7 days. I always partied for 7 days. Well, now I'm a little bit old. I don't party anymore, but I still take my 7 days.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I do go, I do bring up the computer in the afternoon and look and see things, especially I need to look at Messenger. And,
right.
You know, because I get some stuff through Messenger.
That's understandable. You know, real quick, if there's anybody out there listening, please press 1. Thank you.
Please. Yeah, and, you know, we need to start dialoguing. We also know that there are others that listen to us.
Yes.
They listen to the show.
Yep.
So if it's something that you don't want to really go into great detail about, I would suggest that you don't. You can touch on it. Most of us are able to read in between the lines.
Right.
So,
well,
just wanted to say that. And you don't have to identify yourself.
Right. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. We can keep you anonymous.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was a while back. I was highly surprised that we had one of the temps call in. You know, from my local. That's
mm-hmm.
like taboo, you know? but anyway, so I guess while we're waiting for somebody to please press 1. What did you think about the town hall meeting?
I didn't have a lot of thoughts on the town hall meeting. I didn't have
right.
a lot of thoughts on the Facebook live either.
Right.
Those were the first ones. Not a lot was disseminated to us. To me, it's a lot of rhetoric going on. I want to see action. I don't, you know. But that's
right.
me. You know, that's
right.
my opinion. Yeah, I don't need all of that talking.
Yeah,
I need to see what you're doing.
Right, and unfortunately, we can't see the results of that talk until later on this year.
That's when
the rubber's going to hit the road.
But we have things that's going on now, you know.
Yes,
that could be done. I mean. we have members complaining about not getting grievances written, even not getting any answers on the grievances that has been written. That could be taken care of now. That does not have to wait.
No, no, it don't. There's a process in place for that. And
right.
it's in most of your national contracts and how to handle the grievances and what the grievance procedure is. If you feel as though that isn't being taken care of, your next step from your plant, from your local, would be to regional, which would be your servicing rep for that plant. If you get nowhere with that person, then you talk to the regional director. If you get nowhere from there, then you go to Solidarity House, the regional rep or the servicing rep that you have at International. If you get nowhere with that individual, then you ask to speak with the vice president of whatever company that you fall under. And then ultimately, if you don't get nowhere with that person, then you try to get the hold of the president.
All right.
So, I mean, it's a lot of steps, but usually you can get some answers by the time you get out of regional. Usually.
That's right.
People need to understand, I haven't really opened up a four contract except for once. Because the language is different. I don't know why they don't make the language pattern, basically. I think it would be a lot easier for everybody to understand, but that's neither here nor there. But when you have a problem, you're supposed to try to get that problem resolved with your foreman. If you cannot, then you have a committee call. And at that time, you remind your foreman, boss, or your group leader, or whatever you want to call them, that you are still covered under the wine garden rights.
Right.
That lets them know that you're not going to talk about this situation anymore until you have representation available to you. And at that time, if they continue to do that, you inform them that they are violating your rights, and charges can be brought up against that individual. That's your federal right. So we get the committee man out here. Your process then is tell the committee what's going on. You can, at that time, you can give him the opportunity to talk to the foreman after he's talked to you to see if we can get the problem resolved. If he can't, then you tell him you want to write a grievance. It's not up to discussion except for the point that your grievance must have merit. If your grievance has merit, you don't argue with your committee man or your committee person, woman, whatever that individual is. You tell them to get the grievance pad out, get the contract out. We're going to write some grievances. They're my grievances, not yours. They're mine. They got merit. For whatever reason, just want to go along with what the committee person says to them, and you know as well as I know that that's not always true.
True.
You know, say, hey, I want to write this. Does that mean, you know, we can't void it out or we can't get that clarified or get that settled here down the road? But for right now, it's my grievance and I want to write it. That's your right. That's what you paid for. He's your lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
We got people of my local leaders come out for committee calls. They don't bring a pad with them.
No type of writing pad.
No, ma'am. They don't bring a grievance pad with them. They don't bring a copy of the contract with them. No. Nope. That's some, not all. Some.
But yet still, they keep getting elected.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I was kind of hoping maybe Stephanie might, if she's listening, she'd press one.
Well, we do have 313. Let me get 313 on.
Okay.
You are on 313.
Man, I'm on.
Hey there.
Oh, God, it's him.
That's not what you said last night.
I know, I said you were good. You were good.
You lie a lot, Don.
The best you ever had.
Since I've been in prison, you're right. You're the best.
I don't want to hear about the conjugal visits, okay?
Ooh.
Yes.
Anyway.
Tell the truth. You're the reason why I'm the reason you were in prison.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to go there. Scotty, you got to get in the chat room.
Yeah,
I cannot see. Read. Yeah.
I'm going there right now.
City ban is, and Lemon Scotty's here, and I can't read what they're writing, so I don't know even if it's for you, I don't know. Or
I'm heading that way right now.
Mm-hmm.
At least I thought it was. So anyway, wow. Hey, Calder and Lemon, technical office paraprofessionals at Tom. Thank you. We are everywhere in my local 2600. We have the Kent County Services Network 180 Community Mental Health Gent District. Thank you. Kent District Library, the John Ball Zoo, which I've been to a few times, Gerald R. Ford International Airport. Local 6000 is from the Secretary of State. They are in every SOS office. That's good to know. They are in the Blue Cross Shield. We are in college and university. And Lemon Scotty says, actions speaks louder than words. I agree. Calder says, I really hope the President Fain looks at top and hires servicing reps in education based on TOP. I agree with that. I do. Lemon said the 685 would just change everyone from the top all the way down in the last elections. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I wish we could have done that at 598. Just saying. So I don't know. Jesse's not on that either, is he? I was
no.
Still at work. I did not leave work early to go to the union meeting today. And I heard that Mike Booth come down to swear in the president and the chairman-elect. He's going to be back down here tomorrow because we're going to have an announcement tomorrow at Flint Assembly. They're even going to stop the line for it. So it must be some kind of important. But anyway, and then the regional director got up and belittled anybody who ran against the good old boys.
Oh, that's sad.
The regional director said that these are the best people that you could pick and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, wow. And Stephanie was there. She was just getting hot under the collar, I guess. I would have been too. So he said everybody that ran for position was keypad warriors. So I want to call over and see if I can talk to Director Dawes tomorrow. I'm going to try calling from work and ask him why he feels that I'm a keypad warrior. And I'll remind him of all the investigations, the people who went to prison and things that are going on, and see what he thinks of that. I want to make him famous. Region 1D, regional director, Stephen Dawes.
And that's
there you go. We get that out there. So he knows. No. Other than that, I mean, with the town hall meeting, like you said, you could ask for everything, but you're not going to get everything at once. But they did say they're going after the tier system, mm-hmm. and they're going after COLA.
Yes, I'm
glad they showed some chart with the amount of profits that the big three have been making. I'm glad they did that. I had to do that with an individual Thursday or Friday. Somebody was talking about, you know, you can only get certain things back. And I said, let me show you something real quick. I said, General Motors gross profits were over $60 billion. And I divided that by 51,000 people. I said, that come out to 1.3 or $1.4 million. That's what every individual contributed to the corporation for profits. I said, now, explain to me why I can't have whatever it is I'm asking for. I said, you could pay every $100,000 salary a year and still make over $1 million of profit off of every individual. That includes the seniority worker, the tier two or the in progression worker, as they call them, the tier three, four, and five, which is short-term temporary, long-term temporary, and permanent temporary, who don't have the benefits that we have. The people who hired in 2008, 2009, or the very last part of 2007, they may get a pension, but they're told they don't get no health care.
Yeah.
You know, these are things that need to be addressed. They can be tuned in real quick. I guess I get stuck with one pair of glasses, because if negotiations is about money, all I got to do is keep going back to all your record profits and ask the same question. I keep asking the same question. Why can't I have what? You know, and that's why I'm glad that they put those charts out there. And I'm glad they put this chart out with inflation, because people are feeling it. And I'm telling you, I think there's one thing that was kind of, I don't even think it was mentioned. I have to go back and look at it again. But it's pensions. We need to remember our grandfathers and our grandmothers before us that were UAW members and the things that they fought for in years past that we've given up in the last 30 years. We need to remember retirees. We need to do that. There are ways that you can get creative with your financing. There's ways that you could restore the Christmas bonus back to the individuals. There's a way that you could address COLA, I believe, for the past. I cannot change the base. I understand that. But there are other things that we can tweak a little bit, I believe, to make it just a little more comfortable for the retirees. Now, here is something, I don't know how this works. I've not studied the ERISA laws. You might know, Adrian. Don might know. But what would happen in the case that we were able to take the Social Security cutaway out of the pension? Restore your pension to the full pension and also let you have Social Security.
I'm not versed on that. I think that that is some type of an agreement that was made, because that does not have to be, I don't believe.
I agree.
Our past leadership and maybe some that we still have there. They're under the belief that they have to save the company.
Correct.
No, that is not, that's not your, what you're supposed to be doing.
Correct.
You work for the members, not the companies.
They're here.
Your job is to fight for the betterment of the members of the organization. Damn the company. The company's been making, all these companies been making record profits over the years. They even lied to get a bankruptcy through. And our people that were supposed to be our mouthpiece and working for us was actually helping the companies. Just like all of the concessions that were made. Where do you see this stuff in writing that said that, and this was what was told to the members to get the concessions, oh, when the companies become profitable again, they will return these concessions. I have seen, I have not seen that anywhere in writing. So, did you just lie to us to get those concessions for the companies? Because the concessions never came back. Now, you know, there are things that you look at and you say, wow, well, where's these letters? Where's this writing? Certainly it should be in the MOU. It should be somewhere where the members can see it. So I'm saying that to say this. Do not make any more concessions. There are still things that you can make concessions on. Do not make any more concessions unless you see something that's definitely in writing. But it's some things that I would like to see cut out anyway. I don't want them going behind our back and renegotiating our contracts with the companies. How do you renegotiate a ratified contract and don't take another vote? I mean, think about it. They do things behind your back. You've given them the right to do that. Take that right from them. They shouldn't be doing that. And this is how, too, we as the members get screwed around. Because who are they looking? Who are they looking out for? Now, you know, a lot of times I won't say a lot of things because, or I'll say something and I'm ambiguous about the way I say it. So that to give the members opportunity to think about what's being said to you. But it doesn't appear that our members are catching on. Not from the comments that I'm reading.
Right.
I'm just, wow. I mean, we've been talking about this for years and you still don't know? You know.
Yeah. Like not
I got a question, too, something, and I'm going to be checking on that. Say, for instance, you came in as a tier. You're in progression, and you get ready to, as they call it, separate or terminate after 30 years.
Right.
You don't get health care. You don't get a pension.
Right.
Do you still have life insurance? Nobody talks about that life insurance.
Right.
Well, they need to know that.
Right.
Because if that's the case, if they don't have life insurance, they could go out and invest in their own life insurance earlier on.
Right.
And by the time they get ready to leave, they'll have a paid-up policy.
When my dad passed away, there was $17,000, almost $18,000 left in a life insurance policy through the corporation.
Okay.
My dad got $40,000, Scotty.
When you're active, it went up.
He was retired way back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, my father retired in the 70s, and when he passed away, I got $22,000. He passed away in 2000.
Wonder what the difference was.
I don't know.
They sent a check. We almost threw it away. My sister, she's down there. We were all down there, and they sent it to her house, and she didn't know what the hell. She's just gonna toss it. So yeah, we better open it. Holy, I'm glad you didn't throw it away. It would have taken you another
20,000 years to get it.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's from company to company.
I don't know. This
is
General
Motors. Could be different.
Yeah,
my father retired from Chrysler.
Okay, I don't know what the difference. Well, probably is a difference.
Yeah. See, I don't know if there's a difference or not, but you know, I could tell you that that's what it was. That amount. My father was past the age of 75 when he passed.
My dad was 88.
Well, I know that it goes down, but it usually stops at a certain point, and that's what it is, and it's not going to go down anymore, I thought, but it's a possibility that it could. But once you reach 70, that's when it drops down to this certain amount.
Yeah.
Is what I was, the way it was told to me. I don't know. I'm going to be checking on some of that, though, this week.
Okay, and we cashed it real quick, you know, right now. Put it right in the bank. Hello.
Well, the way that I normally do it is I let the funeral home deal with them. I let the funeral home deal with them.
I already paid for all that. I paid for the casket and all that. And
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already took care of that. Oh, yeah. And told my sister, put it in the bank. Don't put it in your account.
Yeah, we had a little trouble with GM when my brother-in-law passed. And I just bypassed their local, because my sister was real upset. And I said, I got this. I called the regent. And they told me, Adrian, we'll take care of it right away.
There you go.
They didn't want me coming up there.
No.
And they did. They took care of it right away.
Well, that's nice.
But we're the type, we always have other policies. Now, those policies, we don't mess, you know, with the funeral home with them. But the automotive companies? No.
No.
We let the funeral homes take care of it. But like I say, the funeral home, they dealt with my family.
Yeah.
So they knew what time it was. And all they do is write us another check.
So
we don't have to deal with them.
You're right. I got you.
So Jesse just put in a chat room that tier two in progression.
Okay.
They quit when they're done with the companies because they don't receive retiree benefits. Nothing further follows them other than their PSP or their 401k, and they're eligible to utilize COBRA under the federal law. And he also said that most banking institutions that is partner with insurance companies to offer members a life insurance policy. Thank you. Jesse, that was good to know.
Okay.
I apparently this is in our chat room, right? Because I'm trying to...
No, this is a different one. I'm looking at ours, too.
Okay, you're fine.
So, this 2 days ago, General Motors and a battery materials supplier, to team up on a $1 billion North American facility. General Motors and POSCO Future L. And they're planning to increase production of cathode active material, or CAM, a key battery material. They are South Korean based. That doesn't surprise me. The location of the facility will be announced later. The company says the investment is expected to create hundreds of jobs when the facility opens in 2024. So they're already building another facility up in Quebec for CAM production. So that happened. And then this last week, something that caught my eye, and probably caught yours too, Adrian, Ford Motor Company is suing Blue Cross Blue Shield in federal court, alleging price-fixing conspiracy that says result in an automaker being overcharged for health insurance in Michigan and other states.
Yeah, that caught my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they did it to Ford, they did it to all of them.
Exactly, because they said that Ford is saying that the claims relate to $2.7 billion antitrust settlement last year in the U.S. District Court of Alabama between several companies of Blue Cross Blue Shield Association with several blue plates. So Ford opted out of that settlement to do its own litigation. Claims to the settlement was also in depot, and the various Blue Cross insurers violate antitrust laws by agreeing to limit competition amongst themselves when selling full health insurance and administrative self-insured plans. They said that the Michigan Blue Cross CEO, Daniel Loa, earned $17 million in cash in 2022. But anyway, I'm not going to read the whole article. Just saying, there's a lot of money being involved in that. This is a big case.
Yeah. Let me jump in real quick, Scotty. If you're going to call in or push one on your keypad, do it now because we are only going an hour, and we need to get people on. So anything after a quarter of will not be answered. So you got 5 minutes.
So on that UAW stuff, now, isn't Rory Gamble part of the board, or wouldn't he have any hand in any of that? Seems like there's some collusion, favorite word, collusion there.
Once you're not president of the UAW, I believe that you fall off the board. Whoever the president is, the current president would go on that board.
Oh, there's a guaranteed spot?
We usually had two people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought Brian had showed us that there was more than two on the board.
It could be. It could be more than two, but I know it's at least two.
Right. I mean, I know there's limited amount of UAW members on Blue Cross Blue Shield, but it just seems like it's a little fishy, I guess.
What was that, Scott?
I'm
a little fishy, isn't it?
All I can say is it's business. That's all I can say to you. It's business.
I had a question.
Otherwise,
you,
the company can't sue the UAW. I mean, they're going after Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
I understand, but I think they have a point.
Okay.
Could. You know, like I said, it's in litigation now, so. But I look at the time.
Yeah.
When you know, this is going back a few years. So who is involved anything could have happened if you go back that far? Because, you know, from Cattlefinger to King to Williams to Gamble to Curry, that's five presidents. You know, I didn't even go back, further. That's just those five right there. What kind of things happened? I mean, Jimmy was on the show. Right. If Jimmy's on the show, he'd tell you about the fishing trip, the famous fishing trip.
With the eye care?
Yeah, with
the
eye care.
Right. With Davis?
I mean, things like that happen.
Davis.
Davis Fishing, yes.
That was Jokic's.
Right.
Yes, it was.
Because I was at the eye doctor with my wife. And we were they were wondering why we were using SBS if we were going to a private ophthalmologist. And I'm like, well, because I like to know what really is going on with my eyes, not just what SBS would tell us and give us the wrong prescriptions. I mean, I've always had bad reads. I don't know who their ophthalmologists are or what their qualifications are, but I've always had a problem with SVS, and that's who we have to use at Ford. But the good thing, if you have some other related or medically related reason, you can actually see a real ophthalmologist.
Right.
And it's just funny that this kind of crap's still going on.
Well, what's your husband's name?
Don.
That's
my husband.
Yeah, Don Couch is your husband, right?
Yeah.
Well, come on, you guys. You're not supposed to turn that on me. That was fun. You guys are mean. You know, I got switchboard. I can hang up on each and every one of you.
I
don't go to see us as retirees. We have Davis. I've never been to Davis at all.
I didn't know that name. I didn't know the Davis name until I went the other day with my wife. And somebody looked at, because my ophthalmologist is operated in the area. And, we don't take Davis insurance. And it's like, that's great. And they were older. I mean, not as old as Don, because nobody's as old as Don. But they were older. And they were getting pretty much turned away because, we don't deal with Davis. I mean, I think that's crap, too. What they're doing to the retirees is giving them, less than Medicaid service.
Well, you're not going to get a good deal anyway with Davis. Trust me.
I go to an ophthalmologist and I never have to pay more than $25 when I go to the ophthalmologist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just got glasses last year.
Oh, I'm talking about my exams.
Oh, your exams. I don't know.
Yeah, your exam. Now, the glass thing, now that's something different.
I don't get glasses through my ophthalmologist because they're too much. That's an entirely new racket. But But at least I get a good read when I go to my ophthalmologist.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And get the prescription and go somewhere else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I take my prescription to the dollar store. That's all about
right.
Well, just think about it. I paid $600 and something. I about fell out.
Ooh.
And then I went back because I went back to pick them up and I put them on. I said, I can't see out of these damn things. You know, here comes the doctor out, young guy. He says, oh, let me look. Okay. Look across the street. Can you see anything over there? And I said, yeah, I can see. Oh, I wrote it wrong. And
this is it.
I'm looking across Miller Road and all of a sudden, oh man. So I'll never be back there. See, another one. I'll never go back to the, I'm going to get an appointment with my wife. She's got some iritis and she's got to see somebody can deal with that. So I'm going to go to. That's crazy. Don't go to Pearl Vision in Flint.
Oh, I think that you should go when you have real issues. Don't get me wrong, because we all got real issues when we can't see. But you really need to go to an ophthalmologist, because I'm going to tell you that the ophthalmologist, I remember at SVS, I almost slapped the shit out of her because I wanted to get contact lenses. And she told me that I had never worn contact lenses. And I had several pairs of contact lenses. I had went to an ophthalmologist before, and that's how I got my contact lenses. And for her to tell me, oh, no, you've never had contact lenses. And it's like, you know what, yeah. This woman here. And that's what made me stop going to SVS.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Yeah, I said, oh, there's something wrong with me. You know, I had some real choice words. It's something, but I'm going to be nice about it. There's something wrong with this lady here.
Man.
And I didn't go back to SVS anymore after that.
I can't.
I didn't want nothing from them. I frames nothing.
I don't blame you. Wow.
So it's good if you can. My medical doctor is very good with me. And I'll ask him to refer me to others. And so far, I haven't went wrong with his referrals.
Awesome.
Well,
so
that's good. He must get a good kickback.
Maybe. All I know is that everyone he sent me to have been very nice, you know. Bedside manners are good, you know, these doctors, some of them I don't even know how they stay in business, because you're not going to talk to me any kind of way, and you're not going to run a bunch of crap on me either, because I've been in the field of medicine, so I know a little bit. I don't say I know a lot, but I do know a little bit. When you work for the government, they teach you a whole lot. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, Don and I have an excellent doctor, and usually when he makes recommendations, they're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And that's what you need.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell Don, I finally caught up with him.
Oh, I know you did. How's it feel?
I think I got another pain.
I know. Hey, I know what I'm going to ask you, Adrian. Did you get a letter get a letter from Yale Medical or something from Yale and wanting to know what you thought of your doctor, and is your doctor doing, you know, fill out this questionnaire about your doctor and
medication.
And I took my letter into my doctor. I said, what? I'm going to show you this letter. He said, is it from Yale? I said, yeah. I said, now how in the hell do they know about my medical stuff and who I go see? How is it their business? He said, I couldn't tell you. He didn't know. He didn't know how in the hell. He said, you're not the only patient that got these letters. He said, the folks that he worked with in McLaren got the same letters sent to their patients.
Wow.
I said,
I get questionnaires from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which I kindly toss.
Oh, I forgot the paper. I was telling him about the paper. I didn't take the paper. I forgot the paper. But then he didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't like questioning.
It had to go from our union or our Viva.
From the Viva.
Had to. Where else is it going to go? Oh, okay. I don't get anything from our prescriptions. I just pay it.
Yeah.
I don't send it in. I get it once a month. You know, I can't say how we do this, me and my doctor. I'm sure you can figure it out. But I get it once a month, and you don't have to go through all that BS through the mail crap.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Once a month. Like a brand new prescription.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, they have their ways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still out on this Optum.
Yeah,
I really want to know why did they change from Express Script.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't
give us
a satisfactory answer.
They screwed up a lot of older folks that are older than me, 313, that they screwed up their prescriptions for over a month. And some of those, you know, older guys and women, they need those prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
On time.
That's true.
On time. Anyway.
Yeah, they screwed up one of mine, but it was only about a week. I'm like, that shouldn't have happened because I had gotten, I ordered some prescriptions, I think November or so, November, December, so that when they switched over, I wouldn't be having all those problems. Yes, I did. I had a problem.
Yeah, I don't know why they switched. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Seems like they would let us know on these things, doesn't it?
Or even ask us.
Oh, I wasn't even going to go that far. Jeez, ask us. Come on, that's asking too much.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's not like you have more than one service. I mean, you have that one mail service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and even when they changed Optum, they changed your outside pharmacist. Because you used to, with Express Script, you could go to CVS. Optum, you go to Walgreens.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Well, I've never used them, so I don't, wow. You
right.
Can't go anywhere you want to go?
No, their contract, this is how their contracts are set up.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they, It's messy.
Well, Walmart. I mean, what is it? Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Yeah, there's one down in Flint. I don't live in Flint. But
they'll make you travel.
Yeah. What if you're up north somewhere and in some little town that doesn't have Walgreens or CVS?
Well, see, then they may have somewhere else that you can go.
You know,
you may have like, say for instance, you may have a 25-mile radius. And if this one is not within that radius, well, you could go here.
I think Don uses Perry drugs.
Perry drugs.
Perry can go for a long time.
Yeah, so have I, guess. I think he's meaning it in it. I've been going a long time. Yeah. You know, we only got about 4 minutes, and somebody sent me this as a joke for Adrian and on her birthday. Oh, it's her birthday song. And I did not pick this. This is from somebody, Jermaine. Jermaine sent this, and I never heard it, but we're gonna see what we can do. Hold on. I don't even know what it'll play. Yeah. It's called Birthday Bitch. Hold on. This is it. Hold on. Yeah. Birthday Bitch.
All right.
All right.
Cause you're about to fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. She is a good girl, but tonight she's cutting up, cutting up, cutting up, cutting up. Smacking on the booty is real funny, real funny. Rolling.
I heard that smacking on the booty.
She about to turn up, you about to turn her. She all on the stage, got the place about to burn up. She fuck it up, watch the face in the turn up. It's all about you, girl, the night is about you. Make the whole club stop whenever she come through. One time for me too. One time for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your 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 birthday. And it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch. And it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on. One time for the birthday, bitch. One time for the birthday, bitch. Three times for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
Thank you, Jermaine. Jermaine.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And he said, with love. With love.
Oh, and thank him so much with love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just my kind of music, too.
There you go. Birthday bitch. Well, that's a new one on me. I thought I knew all the birthday songs, but damn. But I wrote him back, and I said, you know, that fits her perfect. Just damn perfect.
Yes.
That's her.
Perfectly.
Yeah, got her in a nutshell.
Woo. Yes,
happy birthday, dear.
Yes.
And
I hope you
have another 68.
I know that's right. You and me, baby.
Yeah, and by the way, we lost my girl Tina Turner while we were gone. And she had legs up to here, and she could entertain. She was a great entertainer.
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was, and we're off the air. I mean, we're done.
We're done.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I think.
Sure did fly when you're having fun.
Yes, it is. Yes, and I think Carrie just popped in the switchboard. I'm not sure if that's her or not, or JJ. Say hi to Carrie, and we got to go. Oh, hold on. Oh, here we go. Carrie?
Hi, everybody.
Congratulations, Carrie.
Thank thank you. I wish I could say I had gotten elected, but I think nobody was. I think there was only people that signed up. So, but that's okay.
That's all right. You yeah, got we'll in there.
Yes, ma'am.
What? Are you gonna keep us in the dark or what? Or is this a secret?
No, never. Oh,
you're putting
no,
it?
Never, never, never. I'm not that kind of person.
Well, then what's going on?
What happened?
What happened with the election?
Yeah. Oh, for good Lord. What are you and Adrian talking about? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Did you get late? Are you having a baby? What?
No,
Don, I think that's part of your everyday, what everybody's talking about.
I'm not having no baby.
Shut up.
What's
well,
the
congratulations
for? She won election committee.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now we can go.
Why would I
know? Short show today.
Yep. I'll go.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah, I know you're a big shot now and got elected and everything. We do start at 7. I know it's a new time for you, but it's 7. I know we usually start at 8, but now it's 7.
No, you know what? I was on vacation last week, and I still haven't gotten my brain straight on anything. You know how that goes.
No, I don't know how that goes. Thank you very much. I don't know how that goes. My brain is always straight.
Well, I'm just saying hi to everybody. I miss everybody.
Well, we missed you.
We missed you.
Thanks for all your congrats.
And now that you're a big shot, I'm glad you do come back. You know, come back to the show when you can. I know you're busy schedule now.
Oh, you smarty. Smarty.
You know, I ran for office 30 times and never won, but I'm glad you did. Really,
well,
I am.
I think it was because nobody else, you know, there wasn't a lot of people that signed up for it, so.
Oh, you're trying to make me feel good. Thank you.
Just saying. You never give up, though, do you? Never give up.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
I have. I gave up on life a long time ago.
Oh, you're
when,
so good. So good.
When
man.
That blue pill stopped working, I gave up on life. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, when you stop working, that's when your life and when you retired, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought until the blue pill didn't work. And then.
but you didn't go get the pump?
That's a hell of a good idea. I had to look into that.
Well, yeah, you remember about the pump, right?
Yeah, I heard about him.
Oh, okay.
I sure have.
Oh, my.
And I don't want any of my smart-ass, our listeners to send me anything about any pumps. Thank you very much. Don't be sending me shit. I don't want to
Oh,
okay. I'm supposed to do another thing at, well, I'm late, too, now. 8 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
I'm
we can't hold you up.
Hey, but next
Good night.
Week...
Next
Hold on,
week.
Next week, you know, after our UAW show on the same thing, we're not even going to get off. We're going to do a state's rights thing with Pianchi and a man that they both belong to, we need to, you know, God dang it, I signed up for it last night. And I can't even remember the name of it.
Okay.
But it's not political. It's not political at all. It really is not. And that's what I said. And, you know, UAW show is not political. And, oh, no, this, and it doesn't. I read the thing. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's okay. Everything to do about state rights and state rights against the federal, you know, take over, get their rights from the federal government, you know, like our education back.
So that'll start
at 8 o'clock. What time is that, Don?
What's that?
Sorry, Adrian. What time is that?
I'm sorry. What?
That'll be 8 o'clock next week, right?
Yeah, right after our UAW show on the same channel. We're not even going to get off. We're going to end the show, and then these guys, you know, we're going to talk about that. If anybody's interested, it's in all 50 states and 30. Let's see. How many you got? I think it's 34 states to open up the Constitution and get what they want. Term limits. They want term limits. They're fighting for term limits, and that's a good thing. And anyway, it's interesting if everybody's interested in it. Hang out after the UAW show. You don't even have to hang up. Because we'll just roll right in. And it is not political. Not one bit of it is political.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. You
and
know
that's
what,
next week, right?
Yeah, that's next week. And, yeah, Bianchi and Clay, that's his name. Clay's going to be on and probably a bunch more. I don't know. We'll see. But it's not political. I want people to realize that. It's our rights as living in Michigan. It's Michigan rights, and they're in Louisiana, so they have, you know, they're trying to get their state to sign up. But Alabama's signed up, but there's 30, God, how many states? I think it's 34 it takes to open it up where they have to do something, and I forgot how many is signed up for it. I apologize. But anyway, check it out if you want to. We'll talk about it. Remind everybody next week if they want to stay. More than welcome. And more the merrier. As
all right.
Okay, guys. Have a great night. Tigers lost again today, and that's all I want to talk about. Yeah, like four in a row or three in a row to Chicago.
White Sox.
Anyway.
All right.
Have
good
a
night,
great
everybody.
Night. Be safe, okay? Everybody be safe. Carrie, nice hearing from you. Congratulations. Happy birthday to our dear lady, Adrian. And,
thank you.
And I appreciate you joining me at the 68 Club.
Yes.
There you go. The 68 Club is getting crowded. Getting crowded. Yes, it is. It sure as hell is. Okay, dear. You all have a great night. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Be safe.
You too.